America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Outright disaster. That's a pretty good way to describe what happened yesterday in the 10th inning at PNC Park. The lowlights of Ben Heller. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, taking you until 10:35 tonight. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. What you heard there, a 7-run 10th inning from the Minnesota Twins. And it was Ben Heller on the mound, and there were jokes being made left and right. I thought it was similar to a famous dog by the time we got to an end of it. Ben Heller, don't confuse him with Old Yeller, because this guy's career needs taken behind the old barn. And Ben Heller wasn't even a hero like Old Yeller was. What are we doing there? What are we doing in that spot? Because this isn't something I'm going to 110% put on Ben Heller, because he's not the one making the decision to go into the game. David Bednar was unavailable because he was used in a non-save situation on Saturday. And it was also a bullpen effort in that middle game. And to their credit, they dominated the Twins lineup. They shut them out. The Pirates won the first two games of this series. So I know arms were at a premium yesterday. But Heller being the guy used in a high leverage situation, bizarre. I get it, though, because the avails were pretty much shot around the rest of the bullpen. And this poor dude stayed in there and threw nearly 50 pitches. He threw 46 pitches, 29 of those for strikes. And how did that go? He got through the one inning, gave up 5 hits, 7 runs, 6 of those were earned. He walked 1. He hit 3 batters. He struck out 2 guys. The ERA was a crisp 49.5. I was prepping this before the news came down earlier. A little peek behind the curtain. Whenever I pull these Ernie Banks type shifts, I'm normally prepping for my show at the same time that I'm prepping along with Pony and or Chris. So I even put in here as one of my bullet points, I wouldn't be shocked if he's not on the trip to St. Louis. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's not a Pittsburgh Pirate this time tomorrow. Guess what? He didn't even get to that. They DFA'd Ben Heller a few hours ago as I was beginning tonight and was reacting out of the gate at 6 o'clock to the Mike Tomlin extension. So guess what? I'm not shocked because of what this guy went through yesterday. But hey, he pitched in a tied game when the Pirates had a chance to pick up their second sweep of the 2024 season. The Pirates have had a couple of opportunities to do so. And Joel, I want to give you credit for a stat that I saw you put out there. The Pirates had a chance to sweep the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Twins this season, and all of them pretty recently. If you combine the results from those final games in each series, the Pirates are 0-3, and they were outscored 30-13 in those games. Again, Joel, thank you for the nugget on that. That's tough. That's pretty bad. You have an opportunity to snag a sweep, and I know that in the first two cases, it wasn't quite as easy with the Braves and the Dodgers. Yesterday, though, you have a game that goes into extra innings. You have a weird call that doesn't go your way that I'll get to in a minute. You end up letting that game get away from you in epic proportions in extras. 7 runs allowed in the 10th inning. You don't see that very often.
It just can't happen. It just can't happen that late in the game.
The other issue with yesterday's game came in the first inning. And maybe we didn't know it at the time, but if the correct call is made, the Pirates maybe could have completed the sweep. Jared Jones threw an inside pitch to Byron Buxton that went to the backstop. We talked about this with Jason Mackey a little bit earlier tonight. Home plate umpire Ryan Wills didn't make any indication of a foul ball. So Max Kepler slid across the plate and a run scored. Minnesota went up 3-0. Derek Shelton went out there to have a little chat. But should he have made a bigger stink of it? Probably. I'm not going to jump all over him for not going full on Lloyd McClendon or anything like that. I think it's more of an indictment on Major League Baseball and the review system. Because why have those calls and why have it be so obvious that when you miss them, they end up impacting the score and the result of the game? Why have it that way? I've never liked being, and I don't like being, the guy that blames officials for everything, but that was a blatant miss. That was a terrible miss on the part of Ryan Wills and that staff. I mean, I don't know what type of review system you want in Major League Baseball if you can't review a play like that. One that it takes one quick look at replay to show that it went off the bat. And another point that Jason brought up, how does Wills not hear it? It would make a sound going off the bat, and it was quite obvious that it went off the bat. Quite obvious by the angle and everything else that had to do with the play. I just don't get it. Why Major League Baseball wants to have video review, but you have an example that is that obvious, and you don't do anything with it. Like, you need the play to go to at least the end of the infield for it to be a reviewed fair or foul ball. I don't get it. And think about it too, Joel. I mean, if that play directly impacted the final of the game, because Jones settled in after that, he yet again turned in what was a fine start. Not a quality start by the textbook definition, but 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 total runs. You know, he wasn't at his best, but he gave the Pirates an opportunity to win that game even after a rough first inning.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine if that play was in the ninth. Wouldn't that be just that would be an even bigger conversation if that play happened in the ninth inning compared to in the first inning when there was still so much game left?
And I think that's unfortunately what is going to happen for plays like that to end up being included in the book of plays that can be reviewed. Like, we are going to need a pretty high leverage situation in a big game, a meaningful game. Maybe it's a nationally televised game down the stretch of the season. Maybe it's a playoff game. Maybe it's even a World Series game. And let's say it's in the last however many innings, or maybe once you get to that point, if it's a playoff game or a World Series game, if something like that happens at any point, it starts to get the attention of people. But you're right. If it's the latter stages of a game and we're talking maybe a deciding playoff game, let's game 5 of the divisional series or game 7 of a championship series, and a play like that takes place and they can't review it, especially if it's in like the home ballpark like yesterday, just imagine the outcry you would get.
Yeah, especially like, if it's like, yeah, the ninth inning, or even, you know, if this is the home team batting and, you know, it's in the bottom of the ninth and they walk it off on a play like that when it's pretty simple, just go to review and look and see the foul ball, and everyone goes back to their bases.
Yeah.
Like a game-winning play.
I think it will unfortunately need to happen in some sort of meaningful spot. I mean, we've seen that around sports, too. Think of whenever the short-lived pass interference review came into play. Why did that happen? NFC Championship game, a blatant miss by the officials in the Saints-Rams game. Like, we have plays like that where it triggers change around sports and your review system. Normally when a rule really gets pushed to be changed, or maybe something needs to get added to the review system, it often happens due to what we see in big moments. So, yeah, I mean, maybe it is something like, I mean, it's not like a total freak play. Like, that is something that can absolutely happen again. And sure, maybe it won't always be missed by the officials or by the umpires or by the referee, but it will take a play like that happening in a high leverage situation in a serious game for some change to be made. But that was a huge miss by the staff yesterday, by Ryan Wills, the home plate ump, and, you know, could have directly impacted the Pirates getting their first sweep of the season since the opening series against the Miami Marlins. 412-928-9370 if you want to join in on the conversation. Coming up, a couple of guys recently called up who have continued to struggle. We'll get into those guys coming up next. We'll take your calls as well at 412-928-9370. 9370 if you want to join in. That's also the number of the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, another hour with me tonight. I am Donnie Football, taking you up to the nightly sports call. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass tonight, reacting a little bit later than I had planned to about the Pirates taking 2 of 3 against the Twins this weekend at PNC Park. The big news of the day: Mike Tomlin signing a 3-year extension. That happening right around 2 o'clock Eastern time. That derailed a little bit of the plans as we went forward tonight. But reacting to the Pirates 11-5 loss yesterday at 412-928-9370. I also want to get into a couple of young hitters that aren't really carrying their end of the bargain, but I would be remiss if I passed on our guy Chuck in Uniontown to talk some Buccos right here on 93.7 The Fan. Chuck, what's on your mind, man?
Yeah, first of all, Donnie, thank you. Yeah, Donnie, this series in St. Louis is huge. The first thing is we're going to have to make sure we don't get swept out there. Because, you know, all the innuendos of Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina and Matt Carpenter and Colton Wong, of all people, in the bottom of the ninth, game-winning home run, you know, that beats us. To my way of thinking, we're going to have to win at least one out there in this road trip to St. Louis and Denver. I was hoping for at least 3-3 with maybe 2 of the wins in St. Louis, but at least one, because I think if the Cardinals sweep us out there, It's not only mathematical, it's not only quantitative. Psychologically, they will get a big advantage over us again, because you know, all the years the Cardinals have banged on us, and it's time, you know, this is a new year. It's time to start off and say, hey, this is enough. Maybe it's our year this time. It would have helped greatly psychologically if we could have swept the Twins. But like you just said, that's gone. You know, that's water over the dam. We can't do anything about that, although we did get rooked. We did get robbed on a game yesterday. But this series in St. Louis is huge, and we can't get swept.
Chuck, I'll tell you this, brother, and thank you as always for the call. I think the Pirates win tomorrow night. I think they get off on this road trip on the right foot. You have Paul Skeens on the mound. His ERA is right around 3. He has been pretty much as advertised. His worst outings are ones that you would take every single day of the week. It's 6 innings, 2 earned runs. I think the Pirates also, the Pirates support Paul Skeens in terms of runs every time that he's out on the mound. At least that's how it's been so far in his time with the Pirates. An ERA of an even 3. He's 3-0 in 5 starts, 27 innings. 38 strikeouts, just 6 walks. He's allowed just 9 earned runs. His ERA plus is at 138 right now, the highest on the staff. Mitch Keller at 130. Jared Jones at 126. Those guys have pitched full seasons. Paul Skeens is 8 starts behind what they have done. I think the Pirates get some runs tomorrow night, and I think that's all they'll need. A couple of runs. You have Paul Skeens take you 6 innings. And then I think the back end of this bullpen has started to figure it out a little bit. Joel, have you gotten that feeling at all the last few times you've seen Chapman, Holderman, and Bednar all go to work? It seems like we are finally starting to see all 3 of those guys at the same time pitch pretty well and shut things down when they get the ball in their hand.
It sure seems like they have totally turned a corner now. There are a lot of, you know, shaky things with Chapman, of course, and then Bednar. Bednar had the lat injury. Maybe it just took him a little bit more time to really be back to like the full David Bednar that he is, electric and everything, and just striking out every other batter that he faces, maybe even 2 of every 3 that he faces. And then maybe for Chapman, he just had to go back to like the younger Chapman where he was throwing, you know, 103 and 104 like we've seen recently from him.
Yeah, the Chapman numbers are pretty wild. The ERA is 4.24, just over 23 innings of work for Chapman. He has walked 24 batters. He has struck out 40. So he has either been a strikeout or walk type guy. He's given up 4 home runs as well. But it seems like these guys are finally turning a corner. David Bednar has been really good since April has passed. Colin Holderman has been good the entire time. So I think you get a couple of runs. You get 6 out of Paul Skeens of mostly shutdown baseball. I think the Pirates win the game. I think they start this road trip off on the right foot. 2 hours ago, I was talking about Rowdy Tellez in the big day he had Saturday at PNC Park. But at the end of that little chat, I mentioned that there were 2 guys we counted on for power in this lineup that have not carried their weight. In fact, they aren't even hitting their own weight. Maybe you weren't with us yet. Maybe you're just finding us right now. And you have about an hour left with us. I'm Donnie Football here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. But I was saying how Rowdy Tellez coming around would be vital to this lineup because a few guys we counted on to do so have failed miserably so far. The first one, the obvious one, is Henry Davis. Maybe I was too overzealous on him coming into the season, thinking he could be a key cog in the middle of this lineup. Maybe even the cleanup guy that would drive in a lot of runs. Hit around upper teens, maybe even 20 homers. I mean, he was a first overall pick. He was the first overall pick in 2021. I didn't think those expectations were that unfair in his first full major league season. So far, what has he done this year? He has 12 hits. He's hitting 150. Like I said, not even hitting his own weight. Zero home runs, four runs batted in. Since his call-up last week, he is 1-for-12 at the plate. That is a batting average of .083. His one hit is a double that he got in his first game back. He has scored one run. He has driven in zero. He has walked twice, and he has struck out eight times in those 12 at-bats. He has struck out 75% of the time that he's been back up here. His on-base percentage is not even at his own weight. It's .214. His slugging is .167. His OPS is .381. His season OPS is .471. His season OPS plus is at 38. 38. A good barometer there is 100. He's at 38. He was mashing the baseball in AAA. His call-up was absolutely worthy. He had 7 home runs in 23 games. His OPS was 4 digits. And then he came up here and quickly fell back into his old ways. I thought last season showed us at least something from him. What the hell happened? If you're not already there thinking this, I don't know how far or close we are to establishing that this guy is a bust. I hate giving up on a player this early into his career. Because we've seen, for example, like a Nick Gonzalez bounce back after he seemed overwhelmed last season. But man, this is really something. I mean, this guy can't find the baseball when he's up here. He was drafted 1-1 a few years ago, and he cannot hit the baseball at the major league level. Right now, all we can really establish is that he's a 4A player. He kills the ball in the minors, and he can't find it in the majors. The other player is Jack Sawinski. He's a little bit better off than Henry Davis. Of course, it would be basically impossible not to be. This is a player that has at least something to his career ledger to make you think he can get back there, which is a positive. Last season, he hit 26 home runs. The season before that, he hit 19 home runs and only played in 106 games. He has 5 homers this season, but he's hitting just .175. With 15 runs batted in, he has 5 stolen bases as well. He was called back up the same time as Davis due to Michael A. Taylor going on paternity leave, which he is now back after giving birth, or his wife giving birth to Michael A. Taylor Jr., so congratulations to the Taylor family. In the 5 games since for Jack Sawinski, he is hitting .188 at the plate. 3 hits and 16 at-bats. One of those was a home run. He had that against the Dodgers last week against former Pirate Tyler Glasnow. 2 runs batted in, 1 run scored. One walk, nine strikeouts in those 16 at-bats. On base of 235, 375 slugging, and a 610 OPS. Coming into the season, I don't think it was ridiculous to expect these two guys to have solid years. Especially when it came to power. I'm not looking for guys hitting around 300. I'm not expecting that out of these two. Sawinski has done it twice. He had 26 last season. He had 19 in a season where he barely played over 100 games. And Davis has the pedigree of a former first overall pick. I didn't think it was too outlandish. But maybe it was. 412-928-9370. Joel, was it unfair for me to think that Henry Davis especially, I mean, we kind of knew what Jack Sawinski was. He could get on a hot streak here and start to hit some homers. We know Sawinski has power. We know Sawinski can knock out 20-plus home runs in a season. We've seen it almost twice. I'll pretty much grant him 2022 because he played in just 106 games. But Henry Davis, man, was it unfair for me to think that a guy that got drafted first overall 3 years ago could hit 15 to 20 homers?
No, I think that's pretty reasonable. And especially for, you know, last season, kind of struggle. And so going into this year, I think that's a reasonable number.
I mean, think about what we're seeing. And I know that this is a tough example because it seems like every guy that they call up, oddly enough, except for Jackson Holliday, every guy that this team calls up plays well. The Orioles. They got a bunch of clones. They got a bunch of white dudes who have like long hair, like hockey player hair. They call one of them up every couple of weeks, couple of months, and they all hit the ball well. Gunnar Henderson looks like a future MVP. Adley Rutschman is one of the best players in baseball. Adley Rutschman, a former first overall pick, a catcher. I know he was way more highly touted. He was pretty much the consensus first overall pick in his class. But man, I didn't think it was that ridiculous for me to think Henry Davis could hit 15 homers or get close to 20 homers.
It shouldn't be. I mean, a guy taken first overall and known for his bat and someone who we know has a lot of power within that bat should be able to hit.
Yeah, I mean,
15. He could be able to hit double if he's at his peak.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we thought this guy was known mostly for his defense or else he would not have been taken first overall. You know, you're not going to take an Austin Hedges-type player first overall. You're taking a player that can hit the baseball and hit it far if you're taking that player first overall. And Davis has not hit it far at all. He had seven homers in 23 games in AAA Indianapolis this season. This year, he has zero home runs. He has four runs batted in. He has 37 strikeouts and 80 at-bats. That is almost 50%. Think about this, for example. O'Neill Cruz, who strikes out a lot, I get that, but he can also, he's a feast or famine type guy. He can also hit 20-plus homers pretty easily. O'Neill Cruz has struck out 80 times in 223 at-bats, which, that's a high number. That's a lot of strikeouts. The percentages are not even close. Think about how much we dislike Rowdy Tellez, at least before this past weekend. Tellez this season has almost double the at-bats that Henry Davis has. He has struck out two fewer times. 147 at-bats for Rowdy Tellez. He has K'd up 35 times. Key Brian Hayes, double the at-bats that Davis has, almost to the exact number, 162 compared to 80. He has struck out 35 times. 37 strikeouts and 80 at-bats. That is beyond concerning. That is almost 50% of the time Henry Davis registers an at-bat. He is striking out. That is a major, major, major issue. 412-928-9370. I see a couple of you on hold. We'll take your calls. When we come back here, we'll also check in on the Stanley Cup Final Game 2. The score is now even at 1. We'll check in on the NBA Finals. Game 2 was last night. Joel's pick coming up in the 10 o'clock hour before we finish things up here tonight. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you for a little bit longer tonight. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. We'll check in on Stanley Cup Final Game 2 in a little bit. We will preview Game 3 and review Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Boston taking a 2-0 lead over the Dallas Mavericks. We also have Joel's pick coming up in a little bit. 412-928-9370. I wanted to field a few calls on the Pirates and their state of affairs as they head into a big series against the St. Louis Cardinals, the first series against the Cardinals all season. Hard to believe it has taken until the middle of June for that to happen. Randy is on the Fan. What's up, Randy?
Donnie Football, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Go Waynesburg Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I have a question. Why couldn't they have left Chapman in there? He's been pitching pretty good lately. They knew this guy from a previous outing stunk. I don't understand that.
Yeah, Randy, I appreciate the call. There are some times where I feel like they get too caught up. Derek Shelton and the others on the staff get too caught up in, like, okay, this guy did his job for the day, he's done. No matter how quickly he may have gotten through a task, this guy's done for the day. I think in that position, you consider leaving in Chapman. I think you definitely consider it because, like you said, Randy, I feel like he has actually pitched pretty well in the last week or so, starting to maybe find a groove a little bit. But you already have Chapman in the game. Bednar has been deemed unavailable. You have other arms in your bullpen deemed unavailable. You know that you have basically a day and a half of rest coming up because it's an afternoon game. It's a Sunday game. You know that you have the rest of that day and then, you know, an off day today, and then you don't start until Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So over 2 days of rest in all reality.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.